Let's turn now to Florida, where the governor has gone to war with the Magic Kingdom. Today, Republicans targeted Disney, the state's largest employer, after the company publicly condemned a new law that critics believe targets LGBTQ students. Here's CBS's Manuel Bojorquez.
70 yeas, 38 nays.
Show the bill passes. Read the next bill.
Florida's legislature made good on the governor's threat today. The move strips Disney's special improvement district, which allows it to govern and tax itself, to build roads, provide power, and some emergency services around its theme parks. It's been that way since 1967.
We call it Epcot.
But things soured when Disney publicly criticized Florida's parental rights and education law, which opponents call Don't Say Gay, because it prohibits public school instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity in grades K through 3.
We're certainly not going to bend a knee to woke executives in California.
This week, Governor Ron DeSantis asked lawmakers to dissolve Disney's special district.
Is this retaliation?
No, I don't think so. But I think that when you kick the hornet's nest, I think sometimes issues rise up that you weren't aware of.
Republican State Representative Randy Fine wrote the House bill.
Disney's charter allows them to build a nuclear power plant. And these are not things that may make a lot of sense.
He says taxpayers won't have to foot the bill with Disney out.
What he's saying is absurd.
But Scott Randolph, Orange County's tax collector, says residents could be stuck with a roughly $163 million bill.
For the citizens of Orange County, you're talking a financial fiasco. Anything that comes with a normal municipal government would fall to Orange County with zero additional revenue.